Hello and happy Friday, November 26th. Here are your latest music news headlines brought to you by The Filter. It's proof that success doesn't necessarily mean happiness, as Doja Cat has said that it's been 5 years since she enjoyed making music. I mean, I just make music like willy-nilly, have fun and just jam and make some shit, she fumed during an Instagram live. I'm doing all this stuff I don't want to do. I don't want to take pictures. Like, yes, planning a photo shoot is very fun. Capturing a concept, capturing a visual idea, like something like that. I love fashion, I really do. Do I want to do that shit because I have to? No, I don't. But I feel pressured to do shit like that. I don't want to do that. I want to be home. I want to play, I want to make music, I want to play video games. In September, Doja Cat complained about the abundance of collaborations and remixes. I feel like a lot of features are coming out, she told Extra. I feel like people are just getting each other's songs for the sake of having them on each other's songs. Doja Cat's album Planet Her has features by SZA, The Weeknd, Ariana Grande, and Young Thug. The people on my album, they're incredible. They're perfect features on my album, she said. But I do want to be more choosy about what I'm doing. U2's The Edge says that although the band has no immediate plans to tour, he can't imagine hitting the road without taking precautions. Rockers like Eric Clapton, Van Morrison, and Travis Tritt have blasted venues that require proof of vaccination or negative COVID-19 tests. I find it very hard to fathom why you'd be against it, The Edge told the Associated Press. There's no question in my mind that this is how we should deal with this, and I just fail to see any logic not supporting the whole idea of vaccinations. The 6-year-old guitarist said that lockdowns forced him to stay home and work on new music. I am suffering from a little bit of survivor's guilt because, you know, we didn't have to cancel tours, he said. We didn't have anything public and we were planning for this period. The Edge is doing his part to help musicians in New Orleans impacted by the pandemic. He is contributing a pair of guitars he played on tour, a limited edition Les Paul, and a custom Fender Stratocaster, to a December 11th auction by Music Rising, a charity he co-founded in 2005 with Canadian music producer Bob Ezrin. Also donating instruments and memorabilia are Paul McCartney, Slash, Steve Miller, Alice Cooper, Aerosmith, Pink Floyd, and Kiss. Thanks to John R. Kennedy for today's stories. Visit iHeartRadio.ca for all the latest music news. And don't forget to subscribe for more music news updates. And subscribe to iHeartRadio.ca on YouTube for new episodes of The Filter every week. And thanks for listening.